From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Tropical storm Bonnie is barreling into the Gulf of Mexico, and NPR's Richard Harris reports hundreds of workers and more than a dozen ships are being moved away from the site of BP's oil well there as a precaution.
The storm is now forecast to sweep right over the well site early Sunday morning, so most of the ships there are now preparing to get out of harm's way. BP says among the last ships to leave will be those that are controlling the undersea robots, which are providing live video feeds of the well. And if the seas don't get too rough, those ships can actually stay put. After a week of studying the shut-in well, BP and government officials are feeling confident enough in the cap that they're willing to leave it unattended. BP says the storm is likely to delay the relief well for 10 to 12 days, so the cement plug might not be placed in the bottom of the well until mid to late August. Richard Harris, NPR News.
North Korea is threatening what it's calling a physical response if the United States proceeds with planned military exercises with South Korea. The statement came at a security conference in Hanoi today. NPR's Jackie Northam is there and says Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has been urging Asian nations to vigorously enforce UN sanctions against North Korea following its alleged sinking of a South Korean Navy ship.
It's not particularly surprising that the North Koreans did come out and say something about this because, you know, among the Asian nations here, we were told by U.S. officials that about half of them condemned North Korea and criticized North Korea for the sinking of that warship. So somehow North Korea did have to step up in its own defense and say something like this.
NPR's Jackie Northam in Hanoi says Clinton has been brushing aside the North Korean warning. The House Ethics Committee says it has found substantial reason to believe veteran Democratic Congressman Charles Rangel of New York violated a range of ethics rules. Rangel insists he's not worried.
I don't have any fear at all, politically or personally, what they come up with.
The ethics panel will hold hearings on the matter starting next week. Heavy rains have triggered widespread flooding in southern Wisconsin, forcing a shutdown in Milwaukee's airport. Milwaukee Public Works Commissioner Jeff Mantis says the city got up to 7.5 inches of rain in just 2 hours.
I've had over 1,000 calls so far on backwater, which is water in people's basements.
Mantis says a large sinkhole has opened up in the city, and at least 2 people were treated after being struck by lightning. Ford Motor Company is reporting earnings of just over $2.5 billion in the second quarter of the year. It was the best such report in 6 years for Ford, which is posting its 5th straight quarterly profit. Ford has been boosting its market share in the U.S. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials are down 20 points at this hour at 10,302. The Nasdaq Composite Index is down 16 points. The S&P 500 is off 4 points. This is NPR News from Washington. 2 people are dead after a medical helicopter crashed in Oklahoma. Kurt Gwaltney of member station KGOU reports the sole survivor of the crash is in critical condition.
Television pictures of the accident site show a blackened section of a farm field with small pieces of debris scattered along its edge. The Federal Aviation Administration says the helicopter crashed near Kingfisher, about 50 miles northwest of Oklahoma City. The mayor of Kingfisher said one of his farmhands saw the aircraft swirling out of control before it hit the ground and caught fire. The sole survivor was found about 50 yards away from the accident. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Gwartney in Norman, Oklahoma.
A new study finds that online gamers are now downloading almost as many games as they buy at retail stores. NPR's Laura Seidel reports, unfortunately for some online retailers, many of those games are free versions.
Many game makers have been moving towards selling games online for download. It's possible to get EverQuest 2 for $14.95 and never leave your computer. According to research by the NPD Group, more than 21 million PC games were downloaded last year. That's 48%, or nearly half of all games purchased. Unfortunately, sellers of casual digital games didn't profit from the trend. Consumers are finding more free casual games online and downloading them to their computers and mobile devices such as the iPhone and iPod Touch. Free social network games are also getting increasingly popular. Laura Seidel, NPR News.
Venezuela has broken off diplomatic relations with neighboring Colombia in a dispute over whether Venezuela is harboring Colombian rebels. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.